facilities for 2016. You need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation in 2016 by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
The price of just about everything is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hit a pause button on rising prices? Well, you can when you heat your home with your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. With Kohler Propane's budget plans, you can put a cap on your per-gallon price for propane so it won't go above a certain price level all season long. It gets even better because you can spread out your payments over the entire year, so it's not such a huge chunk of your paycheck during the holiday season and all the rest of those cold winter months. So lock in your propane price. Call your local propane company toll-free at 888-950-7975. Serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Listen to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight from the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan in District 83. Doubleheader action as Cass City and Ubley are our first game. Second up tonight is USA and the host, Harbor Beach. The Ubley Bearcats enter tonight at 6-13 overall. Their best win must be USA 73-67 in Ubley. Their worst loss would be at Lakers 38-45. Ubley finished 3-7 in the Greater Thumb East. That's fifth place, 5 games out of first place. Ubley is coached by August Recker, making his return to the Bearcat bench this season. Going by the numbers, the Bearcats score on average 43.5 points a game, the fourth lowest offensive production in the Greater Thumb Conference, in front of Cass City, Memphis, and Lakers, respectively. On defense, the Bearcats allow 48.3, middle of the pack in regards to the GTC. So through 19 regular season games, Ubley has a point differential of 4.7 points in their favor. Excuse me, not in their favor. Of the 6 victories on the season, 3 were at home, 3 were on the road. Away from Ubley Fieldhouse, the Bearcats went 3-9 and averaged 44.6 points a game, more than their overall average and even than at home. However, Ubley's defense also allowed more on the road, up to 49.5, so away from home, Ubley has averaged a loss of just under 5 points. Against the Greater Thumb West this year, the Bearcats just went 1-6 against the West. In those 7 non-divisional games, Ubley lost by an average score of 41.1 to 52.2, double digits. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Ubley huddle.
Well, this is the second meeting between these two clubs and Coach Gus Recker's Ubley Bearcats. They feature one of the area's best guards in senior Jeffrey Wright. Now, the Bearcats are still searching for consistent secondary scorers. Anthony Sweeney is going to come off the bench. John Brandle, Cole Mikecheck, Trevor Trapeski, who has really been on a roll, I think, in the last few games. Newcomer, Matt Mikecheck. These people are all candidates, and I would say that what's going to help their offense is I'm looking for probably a more aggressive style of defense out of the Ubley Bearcats to help that differential.
There's much more to come on the WLW Sports Network as we continue to break down the game ahead of us, Ubley in Cass City in district play. On your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
Welcome to everybody's favorite game show. What would you do for $25? Today's contestant, Jeff Jefferson, is ready to play, and round one starts now. So, Jeff, for $25, would you eat 25 grasshoppers?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, too bad. How about clean 25 bathrooms, pet 25 tarantulas, watch 25 episodes of Jersey Shore?
I think I'll pass, and definitely pass.
Oh my, all rounds are over and no money made at all tonight. Tell the folks at home, Jeff, why so picky?
I made $25 way easier than that at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular is kicking off their 25th year. And when I signed up for service, I received $25 off my bill, 25 bonus gigs, 25% off select accessories, and they even offer another $25 in discounts on purchased phones. I actually saved even more by going with the new Samsung Galaxy Core Prime, which was free when I signed up. Way easier than eating bugs or cleaning toilets, don't you think?
Easier than hosting this show, too. That's all the time we have, folks. If you need me, I'll be at Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe Carroll Pigeon in Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
Come to Moore Motors in Carroll if your Ford lease ends before May 31st, and Ford will waive your last payments if you buy or lease a new Ford. Also, we have some 2015 models that blow out deals. We have a 2015 Fiesta, Taurus, Transit Connect cargo van, and Lincoln MKT. We also have 2015 Dodge Journeys and Grand Cherokee Limiteds left for the best deal of the year. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motors just west of Carroll, or call me at 989-673-417.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
From the good guys in the used car department at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graff was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this for $145 a month.
Get a good, honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
Be sure to tune in to The Baseline every Sunday throughout the entire basketball season at Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com. We are discussing the Ubley Bearcats at the moment in week game number one of a doubleheader action from Harbor Beach tonight in District 83. And of the 19 regular season games for Ubley, just 7 of them were at home. 12 road games for Ubley this season, including the first 5 of the campaign, and then another stretch in January of 6 straight road games into February. Low scoring for Ubley has hindered success on the court. In fact, the last time Bearcats broke 50 points was back in January on the 20th when they put up 70 points on North Huron. Since that game with North Huron, Ubley has gone 1-9.
You know, Clark, I just can't explain it. For some reason, the shots are just not falling for the Bearcats. And it's not the fact that these are good selected shots, good opportunity shots. They're just not falling in. Now, they are shooting 51% from the foul line, 23% inside the arc, which I just can't believe, and 20% beyond the three-point land. I don't know. Perhaps Coach Rucker is going to call a timeout tonight to just go over there and inspect the boards and see if there's a little plexiglass on that cylinder. You know, for some reason, the shots just aren't falling. I hope it's not tonight.
The Ubley Bearcats are currently on a three-game skid. They lost at Sandusky by 11, home against Harbor Beach by 19, and then to Bad Axe by 15 in Ubley. Their only win in the second half of the season is home against Brown City, February 19th, 48-43.
And that was a quality win, believe me. Ask Harbor Beach, especially. Marlette probably did not so much, but
We're 13 and a half minutes away from tipping off in Harbor Beach. It's time for yet another break to thank our sponsors and broadcasts of this WLW Sports Network presentation. You're listening to your Harwood home for high school hoops, Sports Radio 102.1.
Get your ride in.